You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
And I'm Mary Schmidt.
Is this still first cup of coffee this morning?
Still first cup.
But we have the backup coffee ready to go.
I'm eyeing it pretty hard right now. I'm like, that French press is right there.
Joining us by phone this morning, Mike Thurtle. He's CEO of Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Mike, thanks so much for joining us on the Coffee Hour this morning.
Good morning, Andy and Mary. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Outstanding. It is kind of a soggy day here in St. Louis, but we're grateful for the rain. How are things at Bethesda this week? Bethesda's all over, so we can't even really just go totally geographic on you. We're everywhere.
I am standing in my office in beautiful Watertown, Wisconsin this morning with a strong cup of Lutheran coffee.
That is outstanding. Got your coffee, so you're ready for the Coffee Hour as well. What is what's going on with Bethesda these days? What is the work of Bethesda today?
Andy, as you know, we support people with intellectual and developmental disabilities across the country, and our mission as a recognized service organization, RSO of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, is to spread the good news to people with disabilities and to support them. And we're starting, literally have started, a new program that we're calling the Ambassador Program. And I really appreciate you and Mary having me on today to tell this story, because we are excited to get the news out to congregations across the country, both Lutheran and other Christian congregations. And so the story here, as we reach out to people, is to really spread the good news to help congregations support people with disabilities in those congregations. So we're looking for people right now. This is essentially a recruiting drive. We've already hired 15 people across the country to help us.
Wow.
Ambassadors will have several responsibilities, contacting congregations, talking to congregations and pastors and congregational members about how we can support people in a faithful way of disabilities in those congregations.
What will the ambassadors do more on a, you know, more detailed level? We have an idea of that they'll be representing Bethesda and speaking about that, but what would that look like more on a practical level?
On a practical level, what we'd see is ambassadors having a portfolio of congregations around the area where they live. So, for example, we just had somebody join us literally last week from the Atlanta, Georgia area. And Bethesda Lutheran Communities currently, we do not have operations in Georgia, but we see that individual going into congregations around the Atlanta area and talking with those congregations about the work that we do at Bethesda, ways that we could support those congregations and lifting up people with disabilities in the congregations. We have some wonderful resources that our faith team has put together over the years, and that literally they're for free, and also some are for sale on the Concordia Publishing House website, the CPH website. We see our ambassadors going into those congregations to share those resources to help congregations support people in their communities with disabilities. Unfortunately, in our country today, there are a lot of people with intellectual developmental disabilities who are not supported effectively in their faith and their growth in faith and being able to know Jesus. And it's our mission and opportunity to get people out there to share that in the congregations, in the communities, and really make this an inclusive program to get people closer to God.
What are ways that maybe even just simple ways or complex ways that the local congregation could partner with Bethesda and support individuals and families who experience disabilities?
There's many ways. One of the, I think the simplest is, say, take confirmation or Sunday school. We have resources available for Lutheran congregations across the U.S. that they could literally just pick off the shelf and use tomorrow. I know with my many conversations with district presidents and pastors and deaconesses that there's in some cases a scarcity of resources out there to support people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. In many cases, congregations don't know what to do. I know the congregations that I've attended over the years, we've had people with intellectual developmental disabilities in those congregations. And if you're teaching a Sunday school course or if you're a pastor leading a confirmation class, it's very difficult to be inclusive in that kind of environment. So our aim is to make that inclusivity stronger, to really arm and strengthen the relationship between Bethesda and the pastors and the congregations to support people out there today.
Now, I know you can share about Bethesda through social media, through websites and mailings and things like that. What kind of a difference will ambassadors make for Bethesda and those whom Bethesda serves?
When I think about the New Testament, I think about probably one of the greatest ambassadors was the Apostle Paul. And Paul, as you know, was a follower of Jesus. Secondly, he was a missionary to the Gentiles during that time frame and telling the good news of Jesus to people who really needed to hear that. And he was the first ambassador to this young church. We look at that same face-to-face interaction of going out as domestic missionaries, if you will, to tell that story to people and congregations and communities. We're recruiting across the country right now, and I'm really excited about this program, besides just getting the good news out there to people more strongly, Annie, just like you and Mary do today, is that we're going to be hiring part-time pastors, deaconesses, church workers, and university students. We're truly going to canvas the country to get people out there and get them on fire for the Lord and get them out there in a way to spread this message to people. We see this as a huge opportunity for growth, a huge opportunity for helping people, a huge opportunity for working with the church and strengthening our relationship.
I have a question. I'm wondering, how many people are you looking for exactly? Is it, you said you had about 15 right now, which is really awesome. Are you looking for a certain number, or if it's just anyone who's got that passion and drive to want to be an ambassador for you?
Thousands. We could hire thousands. I'd do it in a heartbeat. It's literally, the sky's the limit. Of course, there's going to be potentially some constraints in the future, but we literally hired 15 people in 3 weeks once we started getting the word out. And we've had really awesome uplift from deaconesses and pastors out there who really want to be part of this. And again, we're going to do this in places we've never touched before. And that's what excites me about this, is being able to touch congregations and touch those congregational members in those communities where they don't know anything about a Bethesda. They don't know anything about a disability ministry. They don't know anything about the resources that we have to be able to equip and arm them to be able to worship people. So, honestly, by the end of this year, Mary, I think we can have 50 people.
Wonderful.
Would be my objective and my goal. By next year, if we could double that, I'd be even more excited about that. It's an opportunity for us as Lutherans to get out there and to really work hard in this domestic mission space to spread that news.
What is the new ambassador committing to when they join you?
Well, they'll first of all have a portfolio of about 25 to 30 congregations. We're working with each ambassador individually in their geographical area. So, for example, the person we just hired in Atlanta, we're working with them in that area to focus on which congregations they would feel comfortable contacting, meeting with, going into to talk about Bethesda and our ministry. The activities themselves could be just as simple as having a conversation with a pastor, maybe a congregational president, possibly giving a presentation at the end of a Sunday service, maybe meeting with a Sunday school group, or even talking to a confirmation class. Really, it's a very flexible arrangement. Our goal is just to get out there, to get back into the congregations, tell people about this wonderful mission and ministry, and to essentially equip and help them.
So if someone is interested in becoming an ambassador for Bethesda, what's the first step?
First step, Andy, is to go to our website, BethesdaLC.org, and search on ambassador. And you will see part of our website where people can apply for this program. We're hiring qualified people who are on fire for the Lord to get out there. And there's no age limits. There's no educational background criteria. It's a spirited mission to get people into the community. So it's BethesdaLC.org, and search on the word ambassador, and you'll see our website out there to apply.
I'm glad you mentioned the website. There are a number of resources available on the Bethesda website. We talked about this not too long ago with Sandra Rice as well, the great resources available that Bethesda provides to help individuals and congregations to connect with and show the love of Christ to individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So check those out on the Bethesda website as well. They're outstanding. Good
Sandra's
stuff.
Sandra's an amazing author of material. We are so grateful to have her on as well. Thank you so much for letting her tell our story about resource creation. As we wrap up, I would just encourage your listeners to reflect and pray on this opportunity to perhaps become one of our ambassadors, to get out there and spread that good news. And this is an opportunity, hopefully, that will call people to want to do that.
Mike Thurtle, CEO, Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Thanks so much for being our guest this morning on the Coffee Hour, Mike.
Thank you, Andy Mary. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, you too. Well, that was fun to get to check in with Mike and learn more about this ambassador program. Again, Bethesda LC is their website. Check it out. Mary, thanks so much for coming into the Coffee Hour this morning, sitting in for Sarah this morning, having some coffee. And Karen, I forgot to ask if you biked in this morning. I guess you probably didn't bike in with the rain and getting
Not
stuck behind the buses. All right.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And tomorrow, we continue the guest hosts and should I leave it a mystery or a reveal? Rachel Bomberger will be in studio with us, managing editor of the Lutheran Witness. So we're going to take a look at what's in the August issue of the Lutheran Witness. So taking a look at a little bit of history tomorrow from this August issue of the Lutheran Witness.
That'll be fun.
Well, that does it for the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
And I'm Mary Schmidt.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.